Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 22nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the continuing worsening cash crisis.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are going to be talking about the worsening cash crisis the country is currently facing.
Despite the fact that most banks started Monday to dispense the South African rand and the Chinese yuan, other than the United States currency, the crisis continues as the alternative currencies are still not readily available.
The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe is urging people to use credit cards or plastic money, as it is widely known, as another mode of payment. But some analysts say this will only work at large retail stores because many people buy from tuck shops that cannot afford to buy the point-of-sale machines required for these transactions.
What do you think about Zimbabwe's economic problem? Please call us at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
And you can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318 and we'll call you right back from our studios. And you can also send messages on Twitter, Facebook or email at studio7@voanews.com.
Hongu ka nasi vatereri ne varikuona zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo nhasi inyaya dambudziko remari rinonzi rabata nyika. Kunyanga hazvo nemuvhuro mabhanga akati akukwanisa kunga achipa vanhu mari dzerudzi rwerand ne Chinese yuan munokwanisa kunge muchinzima kuzvitora pama ATM. Asi varuzhinji vari kuti dambudziko harina chashanduka riri kuramba richingoenderera mberi. Mari itsva idzodzo pamusoro pe US dollar iri kushandiswa munyika. Dziri kuramba dzichingoshayika, hapana chiri kufamba. Kuridziro yeReserve Bank ndeyekuti shandisai makadhi kana yavari kuti plastic money sezvinozivikanwa nevamwe munyika dzakawanda. Asi veruzhinjiwo vari kuti dambudziko nderekuti zvitoro zvavanotenga munzvimbo dzavanogara havafunge kuti dzinenge dzichizokwanisa kuwana mishina iyoyo kuti vange vachikwanisa kushandisa makadhi iwayo. Kunze kwekunge kana vatenga muzvitoro zvikuru zvemuguta, ndo dambudziko ririmo kushayikwa kwemari, Chris.
Yes, boke Jonga, njengokuzwa kwenu ukuthi Jonga lapho khuluma ngani uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje Live Talk sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemali lolu daba luqhubekela phambili. Siyazi sike saxoxa ngakho ngomvulo, siyaqhubeka kanjalo lamhlanje ngoba lalo udubo lwakhona lolokho luqhubekela phambili. Siyezwa njalo ukuthiwa khona abantu bayakhuthazwa ukubana basebenzise amakhadi kumbe lokho kuthiwa ngabanye iplastic money ukwenzela ukuthi udubo lokusilela kwemali lube nganeno. Kodwa nje kolokhu kunjalo abanye bayakhala ngokuthi hayi, nxa ulifuna nje ukuyisebenzisa iplastic money yakhona leyi ifuna ube endaweni ezinjengasedolobheni lapho okulemtshina yakhona. Imtshina yakhona kayitholakali indawo yonke, lalabo abasebenzisa amateksi ayikho. Jonga.
Ndizvozvo taana Albert Mandzvidza parunhare vanove mukuru wekambani Pickford Management Consultants. Makadiva Mandzvidza.
Tripo makadiva makadiva Teresi.
Aiwa ndinoimba vateereri vari kukunzwai zvakanaka. Maybe we can just start using the Queen's language or English. May you tell us what you think about this ongoing cash crisis the country is currently facing?
Yes, I think the crisis is ongoing, and as it looks, it will be ongoing for quite a while. I think the government has indicated that the market can trade in different currencies, and there are shortages of those currencies as we speak, mainly because we don't have enough of those currencies in the country. And also the issue around the use of the plastic money, the bank cards, is a challenge and will continue to be a challenge in the country, mainly because most of the people have their money, they afforded their money, they're holding cash, and they are not confident enough to put their money in the mainstream banking system so that they can use the cards. Their bankers and use plastic money. So we are going to have a challenge where people have got money that is under their beds and they will not want to use the money, especially the US dollar. They don't want to lose the US dollar. They'll rather trade in other instances. So, for example, we have had situations where, like in Goku and other areas, where barter trade is started already, and people don't want to use currency that are already trading in doing barter trade. So the issue is really we are likely to experience the cash shortages. And the problems with the plastic money is going to continue. I think you've mentioned that most of the shops, the big shops, it's only the big shops that have got the facilities to use plastic money. And most of these shops, they do not want to use the plastic money because mainly they don't want to leave a cash trail and account with the tax collector and all those kind of things. So there is I know for one, a number of shops that are definitely don't want to use plastic money because they are cash trails, and where there are cash trails, Zimra can easily come and say, look, how much do you receive, and all those kind of, they don't want to pay Zimra. So those are some of the challenges that we're actually looking at.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Madriza. Please do stay on the line. Chris, we are joined by Mr. Bulisani Ngube, but before I let you speak to Mr. Ngube, maybe I can just reiterate what Mr. Madriza said. He said the problem that is facing the country now is also being exacerbated by the fact that people are holding cash and they are holding on to their US dollar. And already in some country, in some areas in the country, people have already started the barter trade. Kutengeserana, ndikakupa mombe, wendipa chibagi. Ndikakupa huku, zimungua wendipa kana mbuzi. Kana ndokupa bagi dire mango, wendipa kana mbuzi, nechungwe shukadaru chungwenda. Wari kutuwa shakare na mbuzi kwa kutuwa mwa, wadi kushanisa plastic money. Anzi runo siya muweza pachijivano. Runo siya mtsetsi, kuti paper trail. People don't want to be tracked using these plastic money because they leave a trail, a cash trail. So those who are not, who do not want Zimra and other institutions to follow up on them, they don't want to use plastic money. So there are a lot of problems the country is currently facing. You can talk to Mr. Ngube.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Ngube, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you.
Yes, we are discussing the issue of the shortage of money, cash in the banks. We have had lots of solutions. There have been talk that people should, try and use other currencies other than the US dollar. And then there's now the talk of plastic money. What, Mr. Ngube, do you think is another solution apart from these two?
I have a serious challenge. Your first question would be, what is called the question? It is a very simple scenario where you have got a drum full of water, and then you go in on a daily basis using a 20-liter bucket to get that water from that drum. And when you do replenish that water, once in 2 weeks, you do so using a teaspoon. That will either happen to the water in the drum. Obviously, water would be exhausted. Simply, our economy is bad. It is not producing anything. It is not generating any currency to talk about. And the result is just so. But that is simply the case. You go to where you're supposed to be in the process of producing it. Even if the country is where it is producing, because it is producing on an overvalued dollar, it makes Zimbabwean goods too expensive and uncompetitive in the international market. I think if you were to compare our production costs, the goods produced in Zimbabwe and those produced by our neighboring countries, ours will be far more expensive because we have already produced using an overvalued dollar. That makes for your challenge. And we have got a very little generation of money coming into the country, and that's where we have got a problem. Look, we can't run away from the fact that because we are using the U.S. dollar as the major currency, we're a multi-currency country, but we are using the U.S. dollar. We can't run away from the fact that we also have now become a haven of international rent cars in that sector. We have got it easy for these guys to come in and open shop here, and they are assured that once they have sold their way, they will be able to put their money in the cases and take it to their country. That we can't run away from. It has been, those are some of the unintended consequences of the rise and the rising use of US dollar in the Indian economy. We are also, as I have already said, we are not producing anything. Whatever little money is available, we end up taking it out again to try and buy food. And it's not coming back in that. What is our source of income? What is it? How are we taking that cash? That's our million-dollar question. We are almost relying on repatriations by the few repatriations by our brothers who are in the diaspora. And that can't sustain any common. That's what's the fact. Mm-hmm. So, those are the challenges which are facing. What needs to happen going forward is for the government to swallow this pie, accept that it's a problem. And our only route is just to go across the Limpopo and then negotiate with the South African government so that it allows them to officially use RAND as our best currency. And that one, I would like to believe, that may go a long way to solve our problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what will basically happen is that if the South Africans are printing their money, they will be knowing so many billions will be going to Zimbabwe. And this is very easy. After all, most of our transactions, most of our food are buying them. That will make our life easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very sure
thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Can you just hold on a little bit? We have some callers here, and we'll come back to you definitely.
Tinamkoma any more karidza madzibaba makadi madzibaba. Mkoma karidza. Ndofunga foni ya wakaridza inenge ya rasika Chris unengwe mteririka.
Yebo kambe chonga ngilo mlaleli lapha uMashanyana ose South Africa. Kunjani Mashanyana?
Ngoti Mashanyana Mashangana.
Mashangana. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mashangana. Ngumtshangane.
Ya, ngumtshangane.
Oh, okay. Linjani ba?
Bang red Dube man.
Hayi lamhlanje nguChris Gande uDube kakho.
Oh, kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila.
Ya kuright man.
Yeah. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Kufanele ukuthi kukhitshwe la ma-function la sizobona ukuthi i-problem ikuphi yabona. Hello?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa ungaqhubekela phambili ukhuluma uthi kususwa ama-sanctions.
Yeah, makusuka amatshanshe sizabona ukuthi umgabu uza kudini ngoba imali even kungasebenzi ama-rand makungathithwa ngamatshanshe iproblem izahlala ikhona right through. Ya, kube kungcono ukuthi kuthiwa amatshanshe sizobona ukuthi iproblem izaba kuphi ngoba kwamanje akudala sizoya khona sizahlala sikhala right through.
Kodwa phela nxa kukhulunywa bayakhuluma bona abakahulumende wangapha eMelika labo hulumende be-Europe ukuthi khona hayi ama-sanctions lawa kaso womuntu wonke ngakamongameli Mugabe labanye nje abalutshwana.
Angithi loko akusebenzi loko angisho njalo but kube kufanele ukuthi akhitshwe sizabona ukuthi i-problem izakuphi even bathi kufakelwe Mugabe ayethu. But ama-sanction kufanele ukuthi akhitshwe sizabona ukuthi i-problem isuka kuphi. Uyayibona? Finish and clear loko.
Okay. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ba.
Sure.
Hey, jonga.
Vamandizvidzana vanxibe ramba yanyu muri parunare. Tine muteereri mukoma enimo karidza. Vanenge vadzoka parunare. Mukoma karidza makadi.
Maswera sei baba.
Aiwa taswera madzibaba kurisei kukuwadzana.
Aiwa, mutsinyi
zvazvo. Tinoziva mukoma imi muri munhano ita basa rekufamba nemotokari kana taxi. Mungati taura dambudziko rekuchakwa kwemari riri kubatawo sei mubandiko ramuri. Saka imi mune imwe kurudzira yamungaitawo here semwana weZimbabwe kuti dambudziko rireruke.
Ine kuti government yedu ndiyanyato zvisa vanhu kuti tichonzi plastic money. Kana patipo huronda kuti vanhu vete vazive kuti zvichiyandiswe kuti vanhu vazive kuti zvinoshandiswa sei. I think zvakatibatsira nekuti izvizvizvi vanhu vakutondokana tende kuti chingana zvinhu zvabata today vozokada kuti vazive mari ka unoona kuti mari yacho.
Idambudziko maita basa mukoma akaridza ndinoimba vari kuteererawo vanenge vachinzwa pfungwa dzamuri kupawo kuti poitwa sei panyaya yedzidziso but tomboenda kuna vamandizvidza manzwa zvataurwa nemuteereri mukoma akaridza vari kuti dambudziko nderekuti vanhu havana dzidziso panyaya yeplastic money kana iwo makadhi ekumabhanga ari kukurudzirwa kunzi ashandiswe zvii zvamangataura vamandizvidza.
I think it's okay to go to Vanu Zimbabwe Kashinji Katara and Zimbabwe Shaka Miraka and Deguti Rujinji Wevan Warushanda Muzimbabwe Vash Van Warushanda which is Shandira. Nogudaro Vajinji Vashawane Kuti Pane Chi na Bankade bank account. Kuti vavhure mabank accounts because Maria vanenge vachizviitira vanenge vachibhadharwa nemari puwa cash vesa muhomo yavo bvisa vachitengesa zvavanavo saka mari inenge ichingotenderera mavari. Saka chinodiwa ndechekuti mabhengezi negavhumendi nevari kutungamira vachienda kuti kuvanhu vachiti no musachengete mari mudzimba isai mari kumabhanga asi nhango tikadaro vanhu zvivanhu vanondotaura vachiti takachenjedza ndochakatanga vanhu vachiri kuyoka kuti pavakamboisa mari dzavo mabhengi dzikavharirwa saka vanhu vachine ndangariro yekuti ukaisa mari yako mubhengi inogona zvekuvharirwa izvezvi mukataurira mabhengi emuzimbabwe avharwa makore mashanu apfuura akawanda vanhu vakawanda vane mari dzavo dzanyura mabhengi saka ndosekena vanhu vasadi kuisa mari mumabhengi munhu ada kuti paakarara ndopakararawo mari yake saka kurudziro chaiyo chaiyo yekuti mari iinde mumabhanga inonetsa nekuti even makampani chaiyo chaiyo haasoda kubhadhara kuisira mari masalaries mumabhengi because ukaisira employee mushandi wako salary mubhengi mangwana haachawani mari iyayo kana kuti akupedza svondo rese akamirira kubhenga achida kutora mari iyayo achauye kubasa iwe ndiwa kutorudza muridzi wekambani manje. Saka zvinhu zviri kutonetsa zvokuti tinongoramba tichitenderera nenyaya yemari kuti inyaya ipere yathingi pane kolegari papanel aitaura kuti tinofanira kuita good the fundamentals to gather economy to produce it tengese twane mari iri kuuya muZimbabwe. I think nyaya yekutaura nenare yekuti hanzi ngatishandisei maranzi, ngatishandisei mayuan, ngatishandisei mapula. Hatizopuwa maranzi yao for free neSouth Africa, hatizopuwa mapula for free kubva Botswana. Tinofanira kuva tine maUS dollars edu kana tichida kushandisa maranzi. Tinokwenda nawo kuSouth Africa toti oitorai maUS dollars aya, titipai maranzi tidi tishandise. Saka izvozvo parizvino hurumende haina mari. Handingaoni hurumende itora mari yekunotenga maranzi kuSouth Africa iye ichitadza kubhadhara maticha nemasoja mumasalaries. Saka parizvino kusekona kwangu solution chaichayo hatina. Maybe kuda tikana mata vanazobavisana tikana mata kuda tibatingawo nesolution, asi kuti government ine solution handione sesolution.
Aiva, maita basa, ramba ya nyumri parunare mkoma, tina mkoma Elias, vari ku South Africa, vari parunare, maswera se mkoma Elias.
Magadi mkoma.
Aiva, ndiri mpe nyumri diviripi ku South Africa.
Ndiri pa mpumala angapa, lupa tiriba.
Tunonzwa kuti mu South Africa mune mhiri zhonga iri kuitika, imi muri kure here nayo, uye hamuno here vamunoziva vabatwawo netsaona idzodzo?
Variko hama dzidzingise nekuti ndiri truck driver ndori nevamwe vakatoiaoendeoeaanekure vakatosura vakamira
vachitadza
kuitawo mabasa vakapaka
vokambani
kwedu vane mota dzakatosurawo dzakatopaka mudziro kutadza kutoshandawo nezuro.
Aiwa, tinongonamata kuti idambudziko richakasika kupera. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukurai.
Orit, panhau iyi yemaplastic manyika iyi zvakafanana nekuti hapana chatinenge tasadziriswa mukoma. Because zvakangofanana nekuti ibutter trade. Alright, kwandiri kunotenga nile plastic money. Ndakanotenga zvinhu mushopu, handiti ka zvinhu zviri mushopu zvichapera. Shopu yacho iyo ichazokwanisa kunotenga neikunze isu nezvi zvatiri kuproduce. Nekuti kana takati plastic money, ngatitenge nemaplastic money. Yeah, that's good. Just because tinenge tine madigits manumbers mumaakaunti emedu kuti anangatingoramba arimo. But iye wacho watiri kutengera kunze hasvika chinotenga kane plastic money, vanenge vachida case straight yekuti ini ndauyewo takabata maUS ndikudawo mafuta, ndauye ndakabata marandi ndikudawo mafuta. Saka anozotenga sei kuti nyika irambe ichirarama kana takatanga kuda kushandisa maplastic money?
Asi hamufunge here kuti kana tikashandisa plastic money iyoyo vezvitoro vanozokwanisa kunge vachiwana mari idzodzo kubva kumabhanga kana vava kunotenga, hurumende inenge yakuvabatsira kuti vapiwe mari idzodzo vaende kunotenga kunze kana kwavanenge vachitenga?
Yeah, they understand, but that's one and the same. Because like now, government, they do that you are in a mari. And it's like, saka kana isina mari, you know, so kwanza kuiwana kupi, yekuzoti, so kwanza kupa, mashopi, tivano hoda kundi. Vanu still, vanu ngoramba vachifane ndara. That solution of plastic money, yaka nakira kune veru jinji, unioti kune vanu tengesa. Nekuti, anu tengesa watu mangwana, anu zono tenga neku hoda neki. Kana kuri kunzi iyo mari zvinhu zvese zvatengwa nemadhigitari munhepo iye asara asina kana mari yaanobata. Nekuti isusu munyika medu chatiri kugadzira pana zvinhu zvese tiri kuwana kubva kuku.
Aiwa,
let me say 90% of the thing.
No, maita basa mukoma Elias, ndo mubvunzi yatichabvunza vatiinavo vadare vedu vamandizvidza navancube. Thank you so much. Chris, before I translate what he said, you have another caller.
Yes, Jonga, I have Nduku. Kunjani baba Nduku?
Kona njani ba?
Siyaphila. Ungaphi kweSouth Africa la?
Mina ngiseSoweto.
ESoweto. Ukhatshana lalapho kade kulodlakela khona?
Khona kungumango.
Kungumango phela.
Yebo.
Hayi kuhle. Ungasitshela, ungasipha imbono yakho.
Bantu, mina ngibuza ukuthi kanti lapho behlulwa yini ukuthi bona bebe nemali yabo vele ngoba mbona bahlakaniphile abantu balapho yena lo hulumende ngoba izinto eziningi ukuthi uyayenelise wehlulwa yibuthi enza imali engabe ekhuluma ngemali zamaplastiki amabhondi ekhulume nje ngemali mali imali ezosebenza.
Kodwa-ke uyakhumbula ukuthi ikhona yona le imali eyayikhona eZimbabwe yagcina ingasela ncedo, ingasela lokho okuthiwa i-value ngesilungu. Ingaba khona ibe njalo iyagcina njalo ingasela ncedo, ukubona njani khona?
Iwiswa yini kanti vele le nto ngoba wonke amazwe akithi asebenzisa imali zawo, why zona zingawo imali zawo?
Akula mtshina, akula ma-factory phela, akula lokho okwenziwayo ukwenza ukuthi i-economy iqine.
kumele bezame phela ukuthi ama abantu economy khona ngithi kunama diamond zikhona zonke izinto igold likhona lapho nenkomo bayafuya.
Lapha silobaba uNcube lapha ingcwethi engxenye akuphendula baba Ncube ungaphendula yini umlaleli?
Hayi umbuzo wakhe unzima kodwa ngoba iqiniso elipheleleyo ukuthi angithi imali yethu besinayo ngenxa yokuthi akula lutho olwenziwayo elizweni yikho kwenza imali yaphela amandla yazi yaphela amandla yaphelao ngoba akhangela vele kathini ukuthi imali kuyini. Imali yelizwe kumele ibe bathi bona is either is export by tourism reserve. And if you know which in most cases that is ngisa ukuthi ilizwe lapho lisebenza iyakwanisa ukuthi lenze izinto eziphakathi phansi kanye namanye amazwe izinto kwezidalo yikho kwenza imali yelizweni ibe khona yi-green. But okwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi
baba
ngiyayizwa lento ayithiwa kodwa ngiyacabanga ukuthi edemeni after esequendweli do wo ilizwe lalingela economy waye bengalahlanga imali yabo ngaleso sikhathi namazwe lakhe ayithi khona manje bekune le i-hurricane ezakale hayithi maybe 2 years ago but still basebenzisa imali yakhona. Kunamazwe anjengabo Cuba ahlale kubo 50 something years ekuma-sanctions but those people basebenzisa imali yabo lapho eZimbabwe yini different?
Hayi uyezwakala umbuzo wakho. Hayi sibongile kakhulu baba Ndulu.
Oh nami ngiyabonga.
Ah okay. Jonga is saying that you know he's worried that you know in Zimbabwe we don't have our own currency and some countries have been in worse situations but they remained with their own currency. So yeah. He says it's really something which he doesn't understand.
Yeah, I think I can before you have that caller maybe I can throw that question to Mr. Mandushidza. Mr. Mandushidza, your take on the comments by this caller that what caused Zimbabwe to go for this multi-currency instead of continuing with our own currency? Countries like Cuba have been on sanctions for over 50 years, but they still have their currency.
Well, look, yes, of course, you can look at countries like Cuba and all those other countries that have got their own currency, but one thing about currency or any money that for a country is confidence. And if people do not have the confidence in any currency, they won't want it, one. Secondly, and that currency would not trade or would basically depreciate at a very fast rate like what happened previously. So the issues around currency is basically determined by confidence. And for us, we are even in a very bad situation because of the precedent. We've got the history regarding our currency and the bearer notes and all those kind of things. So right now, if you put a Zim dollar in the market, it will probably depreciate at I don't know what rate, and in fact, no one would want to use that rate. And we are actually seeing the same concept right now with the impending coming of the bond notes that people are saying.
Okay, Mr. Mandizwitsa, can you hold on a second? We just want to transition from radio. We are now going live on live stream on the internet, so can you just hold on there?
Okay, fine.
Yeah, and we also have our caller, Mr. Sbanda. Can you also hold on, and Mr. Ncube too?